The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Lamed Dalet. We have the dinim that are discussed by us in the sugya of Chazal Mesaken, one of the Yud Ches Dvorim, the famous takonis of the Tanoim B'mei Shame V'Hil. One of the gzeris was that they made every goy like a zov. Every guy has status of a zov. Somebody touches a zov, zov is an avatum, he becomes a rishon lotum, he has to retire himself. If he touches oichel, truma, kachim, so on, is mitame. So too, somebody touches a goy. Now, this idea of asur kegoy, asur goy kezov, means luchar the midir abonon, they created the reality of a dov atome. There's a famous kasha, which Tosfos discusses in Bava Basra Daf Kof. Over there, there's a din that there's a chaloin, there's an open space between two areas, and the question is l'gabei havoas tumah. We know that tumas meis is more chomer than all other tumas. It's transmittable not only by physical contact or by moving, mishka, moisha, hesit, mago, masa, that type of thing, but it's also mitame just by being in the same physical place. And a lot of Maseches Oilus concerns itself with if you have two places and there's a division between the two places, at what point do we look at those two places as separate areas? It's a tremendous noise, and it's negeh gam la'alocha l'maisa, because the same criteria that apply l'gabi tumah v'tara, l'gabi who needs para aduma, also apply l'gabi the iser of a kohen to be mitame himself. And there are sugyas that discuss if a kohen is allowed to be in this place where there's a chitzitza. They use these halachas extensively, technically, in planning out in Eretz Yisrael the hospitals, where a kohen can go, where a kohen can't go. When there was a discussion years ago, a controversy about planes that were flying over Bati Kvoros, and it was almost as if a kohen can't leave Eretz Yisrael, a kohen can't come to it. So what would create a reality where there's no mahil alameis? All that is very negeh halacha l'maisa. But al kapanim, the sugi over there says that if there's an open space, a chaloin, between two areas, enclosed areas, you could stuff up that area with something. If there's a mace in side A, stuff up the chaloin that connects side A and side B, thereby creating side B as a different physical space, different reality. And memela, whatever's in side B is not mekabel tumah. The question is, what could you stuff the window up with? Do you have to cement it? No. You don't have to block it up with cinder block. You could be choitzitzit with any number of things. The criteria that's discussed in the Gemara is that if something is mekabel tumah, there it's open, it's sensitive to the transfer of tumah. It's not considered a choitzitz legabe tumah going through. It does not create a physical barrier against physical, metaphysical barrier against the tumah going through. Only some that's not mekabel tumah. And the kasha is asked by the Rishonim, that the Gemara says over there, that it's Braisa, that a goy that sits b'chaloin is choitzitz mipnei atumah. Why? Because he's not mekabel tumah. A goy, by the way, is not mekabel tumah if he's by a levaya, if he picks up a dead body, he's not mekabel tumah. He does not become a av or rishon l'tumah. Now, by the way, that's not coming miroiv tahara of a goy, adarava. When a person is more sensitive to spiritual growth, the nuances of spiritual madregos, then he's more open to scars. A beautiful painting, if there's a slight scratch, mars the painting. If you have just you're looking at a wall in a subway station and there's a few nicks or a few pieces of graffiti, it doesn't really do much to take away from the art. Depends how edel, how refined, and how perfect something is. The neshama of a yid is perfection itself. It's chelik elokai b'mal memela. It's marred by scratches coming into contact with physicality, with tumah. A goy is not mekabel tumah. That's as an aside. Agoponim, if a goy is not mekabel tumah, so he's choitzitz mipnei atumah. And l'choyru, if he's tamei d'rabbanan, because asur, every goy kizov, is l'choyru, they made him like a zov. Im kein, he is mekabel tumah. This is a famous kasha, Tosfos, and the Tosfos of the Baba Baz Daf Chof, and the Rash in Oilus in the 13th Perek and Perek Yud Gimel, talk about this in their Moichiach, that Tumah Derabbanon does not take away the ability to be choitz pnei atuma. This that says that a dover that's mekabel tum pnei that's is choitz pnei atuma is only something which is mekabel tuma midereisa. Even today, that Chazal will go to various Kabbalah's tumas on different items, that does not change its status, legabi, the secondary halacha of Chayitz Mnei Tumah. It would be in place to point out, there's another place where this idea of what's Mekabal Tumah, what's not Mekabal Tumah, the Rabbana, the Reis express itself, and this is legabi an all-important halacha, halacha lemaisa, legabi a mikveh. The din is, behaviyose tehei, the mikveh, is not only the water, the mikveh, a mayon is just the water. It's free-flowing water that comes from a natural place in the ground. But a mikveh is created by a body of water being surrounded by walls that keep it in place. If the water is flowing, it's not a mikveh. A mikveh is a standing body of water, and it has to have walls around it. Those walls that create the state of being a mikveh, of gathered water, baviyosi, the Gemara Darshan Zaposuk, that has to be a dovash ene mekabel tumah. Shaykh to the state of Tahara, it has to be something that's not Shaykh to Tumah. Being Mekabal Tumah, not only can it be with Dovid Tomeh, it can't be a Dovid that's Roy Lekabal Tumah. And the question is, what about something which is Mekabal Tumah Derabbanan? And the Shaykh says over there also, that you need Baviyosi, the walls of a mikveh need to be something that's not Mekabal Tumah. And he discusses whether it could be Mekabal Tumah Derabbanan, whether that would take away its ability to serve as the wall of a mikveh. So, that is the Raya of Tosfos and the Rash, that the Halacha of Chayitz Pnei Atumah is only things that are not Metame, that are Mekabel Tumah Deraisa. The fact that it's Mekabel Tumah Derabbanan is of no matter. Comes along the Rashba and Shabbos Taf Tzadik Aleph, and the Rashba says that Dovah is Mekabel Tumah Derabbanan. Anything that's Mekabel Tumah Derabbanan does not have the ability to block Mepnei Tumah, he argues. And here we have the problem of Akum. Now, where's the Rashba discussing this? He's discussing this like something totally different. There's a discussion over there of Oichel Pachos Mekabetza. Halacha, where the Rishonim understand, is that a piece of food that's smaller than the size of a Kabetza is not Mekabel Tumah. There's a big controversy, a big back and forth between the Rishonim in 3-4 different places. Chulin, Taflam and Vav, Shabbos Tzadik Aleph. And over there, the Rashba gets involved in whether, what's the Shail? The Shail is whether Chazal imposed a state of Kabbalah's Tumah, even on Eichel, that doesn't have a share, even if it's Pachos Mekabetza. And the Rashba's Hoichocho is that Eichel Pachos Mekabetza is not Mekabal Tumah, even with the Rabbanon, because it's Mefurish that Eichel, that is Pachos Mekabetza, is Chayitz Pnei Atumah. If you have a small window, you want to block it up, that the Tumah shouldn't go from location A to location B, block it up with Eichel Pachos Mekabetza. Stating them, says the Rashba, that Eichel Pachos Mekabetza is not Mekabal Tumah, even with the Rabbanon. What are we going to do with the Rashba? According to the Rashba, with the Raya of Akum Shiosh Machaloin, Chayitz Pnei Atumah. Back to the question. The Migdash David, Rav David Rappaport, from the Haflud Gesvorim that were written on Zroim, Kochim, and Tyrus. The Priskarov one time said such a sefer can't be written without Ruach HaKodesh. He was one of the G'doylei Talmidei Chacham, one of the G'doylei Lomdim in Litter before World War II. He was killed. He was one of the Roshivas in Baranovich under Rav Chanan Vassanet. The Migdash David answers that, he says a tremendous Chiddush in definition. He says, this that we find by us in the Sugis that Asoi Kizov L'chol Advarim doesn't mean they created that a goy is Mekabel Tumah. Like we said before, they didn't change the reality. A goy is not Mekabel Tumah, period. Even Tumas Derabbanan. A goy is Mufka from Kabbalah's Tumah. You know what they did? They said that a goy is Tomei. Would we say that a dead Sheretz, and sorry for the analogy, would we say that a dead Sheretz is Mekabel Tumah? Or a dead Sheretz is a Dover Tomei. The one who's Mekabel Tumah is the unfortunate soul who comes into contact with it. He becomes Tomei. Oichel becomes Tomei. A Kli becomes Tomei. But the Sheretz itself is not receptive to Tumah. If it's dead, it is a Dover Tomei. The Goy, what they did is they said that coming into contact with a Goy is Mitame. The Goy is Mitame. Fits with our Hashkofas also. We find such a concept, Lamashal, where there were Goys there. There's a string of Gzeris in Avodah Zarah. Cholavakum, Yayin Esach, where they were goyzer, all sorts of different macholim from a goy, even with far-fetched kshoshes, which would not hold up in any other area in halacha would be considered svek svekis agabi svek svekis, far-fetched miutim agabi miutim, with many reasons to be matu. There's no real chash in halacha that by the milk something got mixed in, by the wine got something got mixed in, by the tavlinin, by the yeroka something got mixed in. You look at the Rishonim over there, the gist of what their mazber seems to be, the Chazal called the machal sasus because of chash isa. But what really was is that Chazal created the reality on various different facets of Goyish life that a Yid shouldn't share them. Why? In order to be Machik Yidin and Goyim. The way they did it was they defined as Vaitu Choshes and Machal Zasus. But what really happened was they made the Goyish food into something objectionable. A Yid shouldn't sit by a table and have a snack together with a Goy. The same is true on the Goy himself. The Goy is Metame not because the Goy is Mekabel Tumo, but because the Goy is Metame. That's Chazal's definition. It fits a little bit better with the Vaitu Choshes of Tumo that are discussed in our Gemara. Roiv, Miut, Reb Meir, and so on. The Raya of the Mikdash Dov is quite interesting. He brings a Gevaldige Raya from the fact that there's an imperative on Klal Yisrael to keep the Machnois of Klal Yisrael free of Tumah. Machne Kahuna, the Mokum Kedusha of the Azora, any type of Tome, any type of person whose Tome has to be sent out, Shiloh Machnas, Machna Leviyah, the auxiliary Machna of, which is only a secondary Kedusha, of Harabayis. Anybody who's Tumi Yotzam Migufoi has to be sent out. If somebody touched the Sheretz, somebody came to contact with the Mace, he's allowed to go on the Harabayis. He's allowed to take part in the festivities of Klal Yisrael, being Oilerek, he's allowed to go on the Harabayis, he's not allowed to go on the Azora. Mitzoyra is already Nisrachik from Gans Klal Yisrael, he has to be sent out of Machna Yisrael, sent outside the Chaim Yisrushalayim. In any case, what's mavur in the Tesefta is that a goy is sent only out of the chel. The chel was a fence in the periphery outside of the Azara, further outside of anything that was close to the Azara. It's not that far away from the walls of the Azara, but it's not the Azara itself. It's to warn goyim that ad kan hakof zayin. A goy can only go until the chel. Interestingly enough, we have a famous Maimon Chazal, that the Yevonim were pirates 13 pirates into the places in the Chayel. And because of that, when a person would be soivet, a Yid would come. The Mishnayis in Midoy say that he would be mishtachla by each pirate. What's the deeper definition of that? There were 13 pirates, communion echod. The goy has to be kept out of the Machne Shechina. He could come, he could serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vavi Oysim Allah HaKotshi, Simachne Beveis Tvila, Si Oyla Sem, Zivchem Lirot Sal Mizbuki, Ki Beisi Beis Tvila, Yikori L'Cholo Amam. A Goy could come in the Harabais. But the Goy himself cannot come into contact, into intensive, intimate contact with the Mokum Kodesh of the Azor. He can't come close. So he has to come. The Yevon were infuriated by that separation. Hamavdul, Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Yisrael Lo Amim. They were pirates 13. They broke the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kesher, special Kesher, with Klai Yisrael, with 13 pirates. We're mishtachle to come close to Rebbeinu Shlalom to break through those pirates. In any case, the Mikdash David says that a goy cannot come into the past the Chayil. Why not send more fire by us? He turned to Azov. No, he's not Tomei. He's Mitame Ayid who comes into contact with him. Not that he's Azov. The choymer of his tumma, that he's metame ayir, who comes into contact, has the established dinim of as if you touched the zov. But not that the goy himself is a zov. The goy is not mekabel tumma, he has no state of tumma, he has no shaykhis to tumma v'tara. Beautiful mahalach of the Mikdash David. We might add that there's an afkminim b'zman hazeh. It's not so practical. The Noid Yehuda brings a different place where dvar mekabel tumma midrabon and deraisa are also negeya. What's negeh to us? We spoke about the walls of a mikveh. What's more negeh to us is legabi ksamim. Chazal will go to ksamim. A woman sees dam b'li argosha. Chazal will go to ksamim that she finds on clothing because clothing is mekabel tuma. It's all shaila back and forth. Rav Moshe, Rav Ozna Zatzal about pads that women put on. Is that a dava mekabel tuma or not? We won't get into that. We'll leave that for the sugis of ksamim. But in any case, the Neid Yehuda points out that this definition of a beged that's roy lekabel tuma is even something that's mekabel tuma derabbanan. So what happens if a woman, a Yiddish woman, was sitting, landed in a pile, was sitting on top of a goyish man, and goyish woman, hopefully, and they found blood on the body of the goyish woman, not on her clothes. They found it on her, sitting on her head, they found it on her head. They found the kesem. Is the goyitim mekabel tumah or not? Lefi our definition, she's not mekabel tumah, even in the rabbonon. And that's why she's choytzis mekabel tumah. Okay, that's the halacha lemaisa application of that. Not too halacha lemaisa. Something else that comes up in this discussion, which is important to point out, there are things that are tome, they have a state of tome, because they're mekabel tumah, and there are things that are not something that's mekabel tumah, but they are a source of tumah. Like we said, a dead rat, a dead sheret, is not mekabel tumah. It's a source of tumah for something or somebody else that is mekabel tumah. Reb Chaim Rizka has a discussion, something which should be a big kasha. We pointed out before that a mikveh, baviyoset, hey, the walls of a mikveh have to be made by some things that are not mekabel tumah. Cement blocks, walls that are cemented into the ground, or wood walls that are cemented into the ground, not mekabel tumah. That's why you can make a mikveh with those as walls. What about the walls of a house? What happens if a mikveh was built, not so practical, but let's say a mikveh was built flush up against the wall of a house? Says Reb Chaim, a wall of a house? What do you mean? It's mechuba lekaka. No, he says it's mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah because we see that a bayis can become a bayis hamenuga. A house can have tumah imposed on it if it has tsaras in the walls of the house. That's called mekabel tumah. So why don't we say that the walls of a house, there should be a sif in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Mikvois, that the walls of a house cannot be used, you can't put the water of a mikveh into a space where the wall of the mikveh will be flush up against the wall of the house. Wall of the house is mekabel tumah. What are you going to say? You're going to say that a tsaras is not that it's mekabel tumah, but it is a dover tumah. Says Reb Chaim, I have a problem with that. There's a halacha, another place where kabbalas tumah, the ability to be mekabel tumah, creates an imperative halacha lemaisa, very nege halacha lemaisa, is legabe schach. Schach can only be made by things, the Gemara learns out of a pasuk, only be made by things that are not mekabel tumah. Tremendous nafkemina, and the reason why you need hashgacha on the bamboo mats is because if it would become a machzelus, it would become something that's roy to sit on, so it's mekabel tumah, and then it's pasul l'schach. It has to be made with bamboo sticks. So the reed mats have to be made in a way where they're not halachically defined as having a status of being mekabel tumah. So there's a halacha, the Gemara in Sukkah says, that anitze pishton, uncombed flax, it's not clothing, but it's flax that's it's woven together, but it's not formulated. It's not made in as a finished baguette. Even though it's not a finished baguette, it's not mekabel tumah of tumas meis, or sheretz touches it. But the halacha is, or any other regular tumah, the halacha is if it has tumah of, if it anitze pishton is mekabel tumas tumas negoim. Tzaras that's on clothing is even on anitze pishton, even though it's an unfinished project. So we see that even though something, the only kabbalas tumah that it has is legabi tzaras, still the halacha is that it's called davar mekabel tumah legabi schach. If that's true, then the walls of a mikveh cannot be a house, because even though the house is only mekabel tumah, insofar as tzaras is concerned, kabbalas tumah lemitzayra letzaras lenegoyim also creates an imperative of being defined as something that's mekabel tumah. So what Reb Chaim says is, and this is muchrach mitoich hadvarim, is that there's a difference between bayis hamenuga and begodim hamenugoyim. A person that becomes a mitzayra is, he's mekabel tumah, but there's also that he becomes a source of tumah, like a dead body. A dead body is not mekabel tumah. The pshat is a dead body is metameh. A person who's a mitzayra is metameh others. He himself is mekabel tumah tzaras. A bayis hamenuga betzim is not a dovah mekabel tumah. It becomes a source, it becomes a cheftz of tumah, a source of tumah. Begodim are mekabel tumah. Why is this mukhak and tzvah? I don't know. But that's what you see from an understanding of Chazal, where they applied the din of Kabbalah's tumah, and where they didn't apply the din of Kabbalah's tumah. By the way, we might point out, what happens if a person has a hut? He has a gazebo in his backyard, and it's there the whole year round. The walls and the schach, kosher schach, are sitting on it, and then he wants to go in, he wants to use that as his sukkah. Can he not? The halacha is that a house that's built not to last, cannot become a bais hamenuga. But such a house, if it's there the whole year, a gazebo, which is covered by schach, becomes a bais hamenuga. So why could it be used as a sukkah? L'chor, the walls have the schach on the kabel tuma. It's not. Because the bais hamenuga is a source of tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. The same distinction would be necessary. We'll point out the same ksomim difka nafkamina, and here with the maramokim, the chavis das and simin kuf tzadik, in sivkot neches, says, what happens if a woman was sleeping against a wall? You have a woman who's in a very crowded space, and she's sleeping flush up against the wall, and in the morning she sees a stain of dam on the wall. She sees a stain of her dam on the wall. Is the wall considered a dove tome? Is it considered dove mekabel tuma? Is there tumas ksum on a wall? He says, yeah, because you see that's mekabel tuma the guy by his amenuga. That is not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim seems to be machriya, and it's hard to get away from the rayas of Reb Chaim. We don't find salacha by mikvah, by sukkah. L'chor should be the same thing as these gedorim, legabe kesem. But there's an interesting shaila of kabbalas tuma that comes into play in many areas in halacha, as we've seen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.